The Adam Smith Awards Asia are recognised as the industry benchmark for best practice and innovation in corporate treasury. Throughout this dedicated series, we take a deep dive into each of the winning solutions of 2022 in conversation with the creators themselves.
Hello, I'm Meg Coates, Joint Publisher and Head of Operations at the Treasury Today Group. In this episode, we take a look at the overall and highly commended winner of Best Cash Pooling Solution. Most companies deploy some form of pooling solution. This new category covers any cash pooling solution, both notional or physical. It could be a simple single currency, single country solution, or a regional, global, or multi-entity, multi-currency solution. Perhaps the solution crosses time zones or uses a follow-the-sun arrangement. The overall winner of the best cash pooling solution is Marsh McLennan. Navita Indiang, Treasury Manager, collects the award alongside their banking partner HSBC, represented by Pooja Shewani. And now it's time for a word from their partner.
Hi, I'm Pooja Shewani, and I'm part of the Financial Institutions Sales Team within Global Payment Solutions at HSBC in Singapore. So the main aims of this project were to automate the centralization of liquidity, automate internal processes such as accounting postings, lay the foundation for an in-house bank, and rationalize banking partners. Marsh McLennan was keen to have an efficient solution that was fully automated and scalable to add additional countries, entities, and currencies in the future. So what we did for them was we set up a domestic and cross-border cash concentration structure, centralizing their US dollar, Singapore dollar, Hong Kong dollar, and Japanese yen balances from participating entities across Singapore, Hong Kong, and Japan into a multi-currency notional pooling structure in Singapore. The pool is now being expanded to include balances from Australia, as well as New Zealand in AUD and NZD. The structure involves automated end-of-day sweeps, automated interest accrual and posting, and comprehensive intercompany reporting that is fed directly into Marsh McLennan's system for automated reconciliation. We had a strong team across coverage, sales, implementation, integration, and operations dedicated to this project, which involved 76 accounts across 36 entities in the initial phase to ensure that all project milestones were met within agreed timelines. I'd say there are a number of key elements to this solution. So number one would be centralizing all participating balances into a multi-currency notional pool in Singapore, which allowed Marsh McLennan to maximize the use of their internal cash and to minimize borrowing costs. Number two is probably the automated zero balance cross-border sweeps, including multi-tiered sweeps on an end-of-day basis, which eliminated the need for manual transfers and inefficient residual balances left in country. Number three was having intraday limits established on all the operating accounts to facilitate payment activity. Number four, automated accrual and posting of intercompany interest rates, which reflect the underlying pool rate plus and minus an applicable spread, which allowed Marsh McLennan to comply with arm's length regulation requirements for intercompany positions. Number five was standardized intercompany reporting that could be integrated into Marsh McLennan's systems, which eliminated the need for manual resources to capture the intercompany positions. And finally, number six was the scalability of the solution to be able to expand to more markets, entities, and currencies in an efficient and consistent manner. I'd say one unique aspect of the solution I'd like to call out is that given the regulated nature of Marsh McLennan's business, unlike a corporate, extensive due diligence needed to be conducted to identify those entities, accounts, and balances that could participate in the structure. Since we've implemented it, Marsh McLennan have shared that they've been able to achieve their aims of reducing cash balances through this automated structure and also benefit from savings in terms of full-time employees and resources by eliminating the manual activities.
Next up, the highly commended award in this category.
And our highly commended winner is Socfin Group, Their award is collected on their behalf by banking partner UOB, represented by Mark Castry.
Hi, my name is Adrian Ong, and I'm the head and managing director for Group Cash Management Sales for the United Overseas Bank. Firstly, UOB is delighted to be partnering with the SocFin Group in this winning solution for the best cash pooling solution. It is highly commended. SocFin Group was challenged with operating their bank accounts and cash positions in Southeast Asia from their headquarters, which is located in Luxembourg, Europe. UOB, who is SocFin's regional bank in Southeast Asia, advised and implement a regional solution that enables SocFin to operate their bank accounts in Southeast Asia seamlessly from Luxembourg, harnessing the use of our digital and mobile platforms called UOB Infinity. To enhance liquidity management, UOB also put in place domestic cash pools in each country, overlaid with a cross-border cash sweep for the unregulated currencies, which is then concentrated into their Singapore pool. And lastly, as the local Southeast Asian currencies are mostly regulated, UOB then recommended a regional interest optimization solution to maximize the yield. Being a strong Southeast Asian bank, we are happy to always help our customers to maximize their benefits as well as to operate in Southeast Asia to meet their requirements. In this case, this UOB solutions for SocFin allows them to operate and have visibility of their Southeast Asian operating accounts from their headquarters in Europe. And it also includes an efficient cash pool, which automatically concentrates as well as maximizes yield.
A huge congratulations to all our Adam Smith Awards Asia 2022 winners. Thank you for listening to this episode of our dedicated Adam Smith Awards Asia podcast series, brought to you by the Treasury Today Group. More episodes will be coming soon featuring other award-winning solutions. So please subscribe to our channel so you can stay updated wherever you get your podcasts from.